This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. It's Sarah and Vinny, and it's Friday. All the good stuff. Oh, my God. It's just amazing. I'm looking at some of the stuff we're doing next week on this station. Wow. Just wow. Keep it. Just you were going to listen all day anyway. Just really listen in. Listen closely. Make sure that you're listening for at least that hour a day.
All right.
Some of that. Listen for code words. Woo. There's some stuff happening. Very exciting.
Wow.
I know.
Look at you all amped
well, like,
up.
You know. I'm producing now. I'm like, oh, look at
you
this. It's amazing.
Producer. That's well done.
Another Alice escape. This is it, guys. This is your last chance. This is the last keyword that will get you to the Black Eyed Peas show in Vegas. Oh, my God. You want this so bad. Here we go. This hour's code word is feeling. Feeling. F-E-E-L-I-N-G. The word is feeling. Like, I got a feeling. Take the word feeling and text it to our contest line. Mysteriously enough, it's only five numbers. 20357. Separate from our regular text line. Contest line 20357. If you do that, text feeling to 20357. You're entered to win. Two tickets to see the Black Eyed Peas in Las Vegas, February 21st, a two-night hotel stay at Club Wyndham Desert Blue. And round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is feeling.
Couple quick texts before you move on. If you're just joining the show, these sort of relate to last hour, and you can find the last hour podcast on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Check it out. 415 says, I started choking last summer and ran outside the restaurant because I was embarrassed that I might throw up at the table. Thank God my husband followed me and gave me the Heimlich. By the time I got outside, I could not breathe at all.
People die because they're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, please don't do this. If you're choking, it's don't be embarrassed by it. Be embarrassed after you're saved. Hands to your neck. I am choking. International sign for I am choking. Plus, you'll be drooling and your eyes will be popping out of your head like, oh. Let someone you love know. They don't want you to run outside and die in the parking lot. Oh, my God. My heart is just squeezed over that.
707 says, they're quoting me, by the way, when they say this. I know I have one and shave with it all the time, but cannot possibly buy another one for the girls. Listen.
You could even buy a plastic one.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. We're a drought state. These kids have dolls in the shower, mirrors they pull into the shower, and none of it's necessary. Wash up, get out.
Kids in water. It's like since the dawn of time.
I'm not giving them another
just
reason to spend five more minutes
in
the shower.
And you know what?
I'm going to tell you another thing. These little rascals.
Oh my God.
They do this thing where they're like, I don't want to take a shower. I hate showers. They're the worst. Okay, finally, like you get them into the shower and then they're in there for 30. Then you go, where the heck? You walk around the corner and there they are, splashing each other, laughing. They got toys, dolls, did, you know, the thing I used to snake the hair out of the drain. They're whipping each other. They're having a ball. Meanwhile, it took an hour to talk them into getting in there. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, listeners are saying, give them more toys to play with in the shower. No.
No, give them all the toys. It's true. They're kids. Let them have fun. No. Or just take them out back and turn the hose on them. Say, here are your choices. Go up there and take, I'm going to put 6 inches of water in the tub. You guys splash around and have a good time in there. Then that's all the water you get if you're that worried about it. Or I'm taking you out back and hosing you down.
Right now, and you know this, so I'll share this with you before you trash me. Our backyard is so tore up, you couldn't go back there. You can't go back there. It's tore up. All of it.
I didn't know. Out of the driveway.
There's a little work being done, but I was really surprised when I looked out there.
What is the estimated date of completion and the pool party that you're going to have?
It's weeks away. Weeks. I don't know.
Tell me more about the hot tub. Is the hot tub there?
I don't know. No, it's not there.
It's not there.
But I don't know anything
about it. Are you building like a special place for the hot tub?
There'll be a deck. Yes, there'll be a deck for it.
And a cover? Like sometimes people will put like a sort of palapa looking thing over the top of it.
I don't know anything about a palapa. I haven't heard that, but I really didn't mean
you don't want
that's not saying it's trash me.
Okay. You're the one who brought it up.
I just was, as you were saying, the backyard, hose them off. I'm trying to tell you, it's mud back there. It's crazy.
Yeah, doing
a little work becomes a giant project.
In theaters this weekend, all of these trailers are up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's so easy. It's so easy to do. So I just throw everything up there. It's fine. Some people used to act like it was like a big deal. Oh, more stuff for the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yeah, that's right. It's all up there. The Killers Game. This is rated R. It's an action comedy starring Dave Bautista as a hitman. He's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. He's like a rock guy. He's diagnosed with a terminal illness. He's a hitman and he's got a terminal illness. So he decides to go out on his own terms by putting a hit out on himself through his worst enemy.
Oh.
His Guardians of the Galaxy co-star, Pom Clementif. She plays Mantis. She's a tiny little Asian chick.
Oh, okay.
Apparently she's like a French actress. So she plays his nemesis. She's his worst enemy. And he's contacted her and put a contract on himself.
That's super neat. They have a very cute relationship in the movie.
Yes.
In the Galaxy movies.
I just love her character too. She's just she's so delightful and delicate. Okay. So they tell me a plot twist here. So if you would like to not hear it, come back in 15 seconds. Seriously, count to 15 and I'll be done. Here we go. Once this guy, Dave Bautista plays, finds out that the diagnosis was a mistake and he's not going to die, she refuses to cancel the contract, and now he's got to fight off an army of her assassins in order to save his own life. And now you can safely come back. The rest of the cast, let's see. Ben Kingsley is his handler. Terry Crews is one of the guys trying to collect the $2 million bounty. So I have that trailer. There's a major spoiler in it. I hate when they tell you, that would have been a fun thing to find out in the movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess maybe you don't go see the movie where the guy's just got a contract out on himself. I don't know. Guess you have to know that. So that's out in theaters today. Also in theaters, it's another rated R movie, and it's called Speak No Evil. This is a James McAvoy movie. Mm. An American couple is invited to spend the weekend at a country estate of a British family that they meet on vacation. So they meet. We are on vacation.
It happens all the time.
They meet him on vacation and they go to the country estate of James McAvoy and get caught up in a psychological nightmare. Mackenzie Davis from Terminator Dark Fate and Scoot McNairy from A Quiet Place Part 2, which I did see, so I assume I know this guy.
Okay.
They're the Americans. And then James McAvoy is the unsettling host. And the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. My Old Ass. It's rated R. It's in limited release. This is the coming of age story starring Maisie Stella from Nashville, the show Nashville, as an 18-year-old who does mushrooms on her 18th birthday and then comes face to face with an older version of herself played by Aubrey Plaza, who starts warning her what to do and what not to do.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about a donkey.
No donkeys in this. As far as I know, no, I don't want to spoil anything. But she, you know, meets an older version of herself while high on mushrooms, and the older version tells her all the stuff to do. And there's, you know, not that I could play it for you anyway, but there is some swearing. So if you're at work, maybe have the volume down when you start to look at the trailer for this.
Careful.
Yeah. There's also something called, this is a PG-13. It's called Winner, and it's about Reality Winner, who is the former NSA translator who leaked a report on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and then went to prison for it. The girl's name is Reality Winner. Somebody who started...
It is?
Yes. Which, and it's so funny because as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. So the name of this is Winner. It's just this lady's last name. Zach Galifianakis and Connie Britton play her parents, but I don't know that it's a comedy. I mean, it's pretty serious subject matter. So, and Amelia Jones from Coda. Was that the Child of Deaf Adults? She might have been the girl star of that. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know that.
That's also in theaters. Winner. And the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Today on whatever Max is, the streaming premiere of a movie called Civil War. I think this is a movie, but now I'm reading it. Maybe it's a series. Okay, so the streaming premiere of Civil War. Nick Offerman is a president clinging to power after 19 states in our United States secede. And Kirsten Dunst is a journalist who crosses the war zone to interview him before rebels attack. It actually looks good to me. I'm going to say it's a movie. It looked immediately right off the bat. It's just, you know, that post-apocalyptic look. You know, freshly ruined. Hilarious. Anyway, that's tonight, or I guess right now. You could probably stream that on Max. All the football you want all weekend.
Yes.
And Saturday at 8 o'clock on FX, the 76th Annual Creative Arts Emmy Awards. I think that's like the technical stuff, because on Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC, Dan Levy and Eugene Levy host the 76th Annual Emmy Awards. All the nominees are also posted up to the SNV Facebook page. I put it up there, and there's, you know, if you've got to know who's nominated for what. Man, the Emmys really snuck up on me this year. God, I got to try and care about awards show more. Just can't do it. I can't trying to care. Okay, here is the story that I tried to do, and I did want to do this early because it's juicy, but it's sexy. And it's something I, you know, when it's dark outside, it feels like it's easier a little bit to talk about these things. So
yeah, I understand. I actually should have done a story I'm going to do earlier as well.
Oh, I hope I'm not doing the story.
No, they're totally different.
Okay, so this is a little story about how social media can go terribly wrong. Like, and we've seen it. It's a guy named Jeffrey Toomer. Is that his name? The one who was caught getting himself while his camera was still on a Zoom meeting.
Oh, I don't remember the guy's name, but yes, there was. I remember that. Was the guy a politician or something?
No, he's a reporter and a very storied reporter. I think he's been hired back, but man, did they put him through the humiliation ringer to bring him back? Like, he had to like answer questions about. It's like, okay, he did the thing that everyone does. And he made a horrible mistake. It doesn't make him a demon. He shouldn't have to relive it on national television. Like, it's so... People make mistakes. It happens. And especially older people with the buttons that we can't even hardly see on our phones. All right? Give people a pass.
Oh, so you're telling me an old person made a mistake with
Not
social
old.
Media.
Not old. He's,
got it.
He's definitely younger than we are, Vin. Although Jeffrey... I think his name is Jeffrey Toomer. He looks like he's in his 50s, so I can't really blame him. And I don't care anyway. Like, who cares? Okay, you know what you should have done? Turned off your camera. I don't want to see that. It's horrifying. It's terrible. I mean, believe me, he's paying the price. He's living with that the rest of his life. He's that guy. All the work that he did in his career, and that's the thing that people will, oh, it's that guy. You could see him on the video. So this story is about the sound of sex. and not about the pictures of sex. This is about a guy who was live on Instagram and then just didn't know how to turn it off, I guess.
Live?
Yeah, you can go live on Instagram. So, and when you do go live on Instagram, you have a couple things to say. You're showing people around and people are throwing hearts up at you and making comments. And it's fun. I've done that a lot of times. I think it's neat. But I want to show you this thing. And by the way, if people are on Instagram, you get a notification. So-and-so is going live.
I'm looking now. I've never gone live.
Go live right now.
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
But
just press go live.
I don't know. There is no press go live button. That's the point. That's why I looked.
Do hit the plus button.
Okay, plus.
And then let's
new post or drafts.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, I see. There it is. Live down at the bottom. I'm going live right now.
Okay.
I am going live. I think I'm live. I don't know. Share
all right.
With everybody.
Well, so, but that, what the reason I just looked that up as you're telling this story about someone that we don't know yet, you haven't said the name.
Right.
I was curious if it is an easy mistake to make, like you could accidentally hit the live button and find yourself broadcasting. It's not possible.
It is possible if you had just posted something and then it's down low where you might have a thumb hanging. And I mean, you could accidentally do it. But I will say this. I have been, and by the way, hello to the 82 people who are watching, 100 people who are watching live right now. They're actually looking at you, Vinny. So you can, he's
Hi,
waving,
everyone.
He's saying hello. Lots of hearts coming your way. So I have actually sat there and gone, how do I turn this thing off? What do I do to turn this thing off? It's just in the upper right-hand corner. And I suppose maybe you touch that and it doesn't actually cancel the thing. I don't know. So I'm going to go now, you guys. Thank you so much for joining, you 200 and something people. And now.
Okay. So who went live
while having sex? It's Shannon Sharp, who is an ESPN
sports guy?
Broadcaster. He was a Dolphin?
Shannon Sharp.
He was
a Packer.
He's a Denver and Baltimore. So, but he's a guy I really don't know anything about his career. I don't even, you know, he's just a guy I see on TV when John's watching TV. Looks good in a suit. He played 12 seasons. He was, I guess it looks like he was done in 03. So it's been a while. He's probably like late 40s or something, or maybe even in his 50s. So he's not an 18-year-old on TikTok or anything. But a lot of people thought, oh no, they fired him. Because, and it went viral, by the way. Wednesday afternoon, he was humping while live on Instagram. Now, so it's just audio.
Married guy, just a random.
You know what? That was my first question I asked the internet and nobody is saying. I'm going to say, I hope it's, if he's married, I hope it was his wife. If he's not married.
Well, yeah, I just, I don't know this guy's, I know the name and I think he has a brother. So maybe I'm thinking of his brother, but.
Oh, he has a brother?
I thought he was a Packer, but
oh,
it turns out, you know, you're not. I'm looking it up. He was a Denver Bronco.
So Shannon Sharp on Wednesday, he banged someone while live on Instagram.
Did it sound like she was enjoying it?
I have not heard this audio.
Oh, okay.
And I wonder if I could hear it. You know how the internet is. Once something's out there, you know, I wouldn't be able to play the audio even if I could, because right. I don't think you can play sex sounds. Sources at ESPN say, nah, he was absent from First Take, which is his show that he does. He was absent on he is off on Thursdays and Fridays. Those are his days off each week.
Mm.
So don't worry. He's not getting fired over this. So what? He had sex live on Instagram. It's a big deal. By the way, and again, it was just the sounds of sex, apparently.
Now, does he say that was an accident or does he say,
yes,
I wanted you all to know I am getting some on a Wednesday afternoon?
He is.
Did you say Wednesday afternoon?
It was Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. He is expected back on Monday. No punishment whatsoever is coming his way, which is good. He has been with ESPN just for a year and signed a contract extension to stay. He's on this First Take for the foreseeable future.
His brother Sterling Sharp was a Packer. I know you didn't care.
Oh, that's so funny.
I just had to get that. I just had to solve my own.
I don't know his. I don't know his brother at all. So as for his stance on this whole X-rated thing, his Instagram account initially claimed, I've been hacked. And then he went on, I guess he has, it's called Nightcap, and it's his show, it says here, which I guess.
Is it a podcast?
Probably. I am looking at a video, though. And so it's probably one of those like live streams that is later available to rewatch and you can listen to the audio, that kind of thing. They say on his Nightcap show on Wednesday evening, he did fess up to it being him. He said, I'm not very tech savvy and I'm very embarrassed. He said he was disappointed for himself, how the aftermath of it affected people in his circle. And then ultimately, I guess that his co-host is Chad Johnson. That's not Chad Ochocinco.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God. Funny. He should not use Chad Johnson. He should use Chad Ochocinco. I was like, is that the...
Well, that's one of those things that he did when he was playing, but Ochocinco's his number in football. He's no longer in football.
Still, he was Chad Ochocinco the whole time. Anyway, so that's his, apparently that's his co-host. And in the end, they started, you know, he apologized. He feels super embarrassed about it. And he was able to laugh about it. But it's just so... It's one of the, I mean, I hope I'm not live on Instagram right now because I can share this. I'm not going to share this. Oh my God. Why am I looking at my phone? It's dangerous because especially if you don't do it all the time. Like there are some people who they use it. They know where all the buttons are. They're super savvy. Now they're putting some words on there and getting some stickers and doing all the stuff. Like if you're pretty savvy, you would know, but I can totally see someone accidentally hitting it while trying to put up a different post and then, or someone talks to them and they put the phone down, but they got the thing on there and then the lady's coming on to him and he's doing it right there on the desk and thank goodness the camera's not on them.
On the desk?
I don't know. It's just so funny. I mean,
but so no one saw anything?
No. And unfortunately, were you able to look and see if there was any audio?
I was trying to solve my problem, which was, I thought he was a Packer.
It turns out
it's his brother. I'm sure I can find the audio if that's what you want.
No. I just wondered if, I assume it's floating around there.
I don't want it to play.
We can listen to it.
Right.
Yeah.
That seems like, having not heard it. So let me preface my statement with that. Mm-hmm. Having not heard it, that sounds like a story about nothing.
Right. It just sounds like a story about, oh my God, I'm listening to Shannon Sharp have sex right now.
Now, if there's like a lot of dirty talk and
which
and
would be terrible so language, awesome.
Then maybe it's something, but in reality.
She's like, ow, you're on my hair again.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound.
When are you going to learn to be a good lover?
Ouch. Lover. That is really not a nice thing to say to someone who's trying their hardest. Wow.
That's the first thing
I've ever said that to someone.
No.
Oh.
God, no. Fragile man.
Well, yeah. Mm. I'm trying my hardest over here. When am I going to learn to be a good lover?
Yeah. Do you remember when Jim Martin would come on to our show and he was like, what he really wanted, what made him hot was for the people that he would be with to compare him unfavorably to other people that they'd had sex with?
Well,
you're nothing.
Yeah. He talked about paying people to be with him.
Yep.
And just doing stuff to him in that way, like, eesh.
Yeah.
But he's an adventurous young man. And by the way, just while he's also
Norton's
super,
a comedian.
He's very talented.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear.
Very talented. I'm a huge fan.
I'm
of
a
Jim
fan
Norton's.
As well.
That's all we have to say about that, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's coming up in the news?
Okay.
I know. Look at the time. I can't even believe we got through the whole story.
It's more than 8 minutes, Sarah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, it is. No, and more after these.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We now have voice message. What? It's a new feature on the Odyssey app. It allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice. We give you 60 seconds to say whatever you want. You could reenact the whole Shannon Sharp thing. That'd be fantastic. Actually, don't do that because Janie listens to those. Don't do it. Just say nice things on there.
650 says, oh, the Shannon Sharp thing. There was dirty talk and all the sounds. Listen to it on your next break. It is not safe for air.
Oh, well, I was never going to be able to play it anyway, so phew. But that's great. Is he good at it? Is he good at the dirty talk?
I don't have a review. Oh, actually, no, I take that back. 510 says the Shannon Sharp video has embarrassing dirty talk and moaning.
Oh.
Definitely not safe for work.
Who's doing the talking? The girl?
I have not seen this. You're the one. You're the reporter. You tell me.
I didn't feel
And you're
to
the
audio.
Judge. Of the, you're the expert on dirty talk. Around here. If anyone is able to say that's good or bad, it would be you.
I would be a good judge of that. I know it works. Well, that didn't work. Throw that out.
I mean, that's the ultimate judgment is,
right.
Did you get excited
no,
or did you
no.
laugh?
Whoa!
Laughing is not the desired response. Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh. Oh no! Don't say that again. We're new. Yeah, I wonder what he has to say. I would love to hear Shannon Sharp's dirty talk. Well, I wonder if it was a girl, though. A lot of times, you know, girls will say some good dirty stuff.
How do you know he's with a girl?
I don't. I'm just assuming.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they would have said something about it. I don't know. People. We're so into what other people are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Let's hear what that guy has to say. Anyways, so don't leave us that message. Because Janie's the first line of defense on this Alice voice message. Just log into the Odyssey app, select Alice at 97.3, click the mic, start talking. Maybe you could ask for a nice song or something. Ask Janie for a request.
Tell her her show is great and she's a snappy dresser. Yeah. Everyone wants to hear that.
What's up, everyone?
This is Alice Bird brought to you by Fremont Bank. Turning 30 never looked so good. Fremont Bank Foundation is ringing in this milestone birthday this year by marking over $31 million it is awarded to Bay Area nonprofits supporting basic human needs, education, health, and wellness, and more. Mm. Why do they do it? To help create healthier and happier lives in our communities. Learn more about the foundation at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. It looks already like a beautiful day outside.
Gorgeous.
And the high temps will be in the mid-80s. Not everybody's going to see that, but...
Right. But you
Another
know where
nice
you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hottest spots in mid-80s, you'll be like, yeah, I'll take that.
Last night, football was played on Amazon Prime, and it was another clunker. Buffalo throttled Miami 31-10. This coming weekend, our 49ers will be in Minnesota on Sunday morning.
Sunday!
10 a.m. game time. Niners at Vikings. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
cannot wait. I mean, I can wait. I want to have a very slow, joyful weekend before I get to the 10 o'clock game. Don't rush me.
Don't rush me.
It is Friday the 13th. And this story tells me most people don't even care.
Oh.
They're not changing anything they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not tripping.
Right. And if something goes wrong, they will blame it on.
And
Friday
I was
the
saying,
13th.
You know, I can be superstitious and frightful of certain things, or think, oh, that number is my number. This is the thing I must do.
Up. It's kind of amazing.
So, but this one's not a usual one for me. I don't, if anything, I kind of like it. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, didn't work out for me this year, but other years I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. Poor John.
I know. At least he's sick though. That's the important part.
A poll of people, that is not nice to say.
Well,
out loud.
I would have been pretty mad if he didn't, you know, really get COVID.
Actually, that was one of the things that was kind of really conflicting me while we had COVID was the first 5 days, I barely had any symptoms.
Yeah,
I didn't feel good, but I had such a cough in April that I figured, well, you're COVID. You better, you know, yes. I'm expecting you to outdo the cough that I had from those kids on that plane. Never happened. I'm still a little coughy though, which is kind of lingering at this point. What are we at? 3.5 weeks out?
I can't believe you're still having that. I feel like I've completely...
Well, of course you have.
Right. I've got Ellie's genes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're healers of ourselves only.
Does this number sound right to you?
Tell me.
Are you more of a marathoner or more of a sprinter? A poll of people who claim to have a good sex life found the average roll in the rack, hey, whatever you want to call it, should total 35 minutes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, people do have time for that. And you most definitely have time for that.
I do not have time for that. I got other things to do.
Really?
Really? And if I don't have anything, I'll find something.
Well, okay. Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, there's your loving, adoring husband of 30 years. Do you really have to see Jimmy Kimmel right now? It is Friday and there's no show tomorrow.
Yep. I still need to see it. I'll meet you at 5 and I'll say goodbye at 5:08.
Let's see here. So they say here, the average American who has a good sex life thinks the average roll should be 35 minutes. They say, don't worry, guys. Less than half of that is actually the time spent PIV. There's 15 minutes of pre-play.
Wow.
15 minutes of...
Yep.
And 5 minutes of cuddling.
Oh, they're actually including the cuddling part.
Mm-hmm. I think the cuddling is the difficult part, not because I don't like it, but because...
Everyone needs to get cleaned up.
There's a cleanup thing that's happening, and you know that someone
really
wants to get up.
I need some. Let me grab these tissues.
And so I have definitely done the let me just move aside and see what happens. And then there's a sprint, and I realize, oh, I was holding that person from doing
what they
wanted.
I need to get rid of this.
Those numbers can vary depending on what time of day it's done. Daytime. Or midday is the shortest. Evening, late night tends to be longer. So you might be in the 8 minute if it were a daytime sesh.
Yeah. Almost always do it in the day.
Mm. 35 minutes, everyone.
Too long. It's too much. Let's get that number down.
I don't know. I mean, I when I think of Doug, I just think stud.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Dang, dude, that is 45 minutes?
Yeah, of the one thing. Of
right,
that
of
thing.
The act.
Right.
That doesn't include...
Be like, call me at minute 41. Or 44, you know. How about I strut in naked for the finish?
Woo! What is this? I got to fluff myself around here?
No, you don't have to just fluff yourself. You're going to need to take care of most everything.
Oh, geez, that is not right.
I feel like it's very, very right.
The average person asks, huh? What did you say?
What?
Over 1,000 times a year.
Oh, sure. That's only a couple times a day. I'll ask the TV that. What? Rewind that. What did you say? Huh?
According to new research, the average person says, "What did you say?" to someone else 3 times a day. It's about 21 times a week, 91 times a month, or 1,095 times per... Huh?
That sounds about right.
What?
Maybe even low. Especially the older I get and the worse my ears are, I'm for sure saying, what? A lot more. I said to John just the other day, I'm like, you're mumbling. He's like, I don't think I am mumbling, but I can't hear you either. So it's, we're just like yelling at each other in the kitchen. How are you? Good. What about you? Huh?
There are several reasons why we ask people to repeat themselves. Hearing issues. We didn't follow what was said. We weren't listening.
That's a big
one. Buying time to come up with another answer.
Mm. Oh.
I often use that as a chance for my kids to try that one again.
As in what?
As in, what did you just say to me?
Ah.
Please, may I have... Exactly. Mm. That's what you say. Or, you know, some snotty answer from the older one where I'm like, what? Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Well, I mean, come on. So, kids, you kidding me?
I have a little respect.
What did you say? This is your chance to redo that.
Thanks for the second chance.
If they couldn't hear, the average person will ask for it to be repeated twice before giving up and pretending to know what you said.
I've definitely done that. I feel like if I've got to ask a third time, it's you. It's not me. What? Wait. Can you repeat that?
It's you. Okay, it's not me.
Yeah. All right. Bye. I got to. That was a joke, right? There you go.
Canadians, I hear, Canada, are the nicest people of them all.
Oh, it's true. Sorry about it, but we're much kinder than you are, eh?
I feel like that's not really...
pleasant?
I haven't been, so I can't say, but it doesn't make sense that...
We're hairier than you? Because it's cold. It's cold up there in the Great
Wide
North. You
know, the other half of North America just seems to be nicer? What the...
We're just nicer.
What kind of crap is that?
There aren't as many of us as there are of you, too, so we're just not in each other's face. I think the whole country's like maybe 40 million people.
Earlier this month, a 58-year-old woman in Canada named Wendy Washick...
Hey, I'm Wendy Washick.
...was outside playing with some neighborhood kids at a backyard barbecue when she picked up a water gun and started chasing the kids.
Uh-oh.
She says it was a pump-style water gun, not the kind that I'm used to or that I grew up with. When I played with water guns, you just had water in the gun and you went...
Right, it would shoot a little up. What do you mean pump-style?
Pump-style, I think it builds pressure and shoots farther...
Okay,
and
like a cases, super soaker.
Yeah, like okay. In some cases, I think you can even get a solid stream rolling if you've pumped it enough.
All right, so Wendy Washkick is trying to wash the children.
There she is playing with the neighborhood kids, and she accidentally sprayed a neighbor in another yard that was about 3 feet away cutting his grass.
No.
She apologized, but the guy flipped out and called the police on her.
Oh.
That is not very Canadian, sir.
Yeah. She said she was sorry.
They came and she was charged with assault with a weapon. The woman says the whole thing was extremely upsetting. She cried herself to sleep and she even had put on leave from work.
Oh,
she works
terrible.
As an educational assistant and she can't go back until this case is cleared up.
Oh. They're saying if there's any charges against you, you can't go back to any kind of school, education place, or is it just jobs in general? Like, you are on hold until your case is cleared up. I know they won't let you in if you've got a felony.
I can't tell if this is because she's so wrecked by being in trouble.
Like, I can't
if
go
the
back
school,
and tell.
I can't tell. The way they've worded this, I'm not sure. I wish I had time to find a... cross-reference story to
double-check it. You can't do everything,
check
hey?
It. No, I can't.
Don't worry.
We don't have any help around here. We're by ourselves. I mean, come on. People in the neighborhood say, this neighbor's a jerk and has been all along.
Oh, the
guy.
Lawn-cutting
guy. Yeah, the guy. The lawn-cutting guy that called the cops on a lady who sprayed him with a water gun.
And didn't you say this is like a, you know, kind of an outdoor barbecue party kind of thing?
Yeah, she's at a party with kids.
And he's
got to
mow his lawn while the kids are having a party?
You know, antisocial people are strange.
Mm, it is
because
true.
They will sometimes see if they can provoke a situation, you know?
Just to vent some of their anger.
You're mowing your lawn 3 feet away from a neighborhood party. That's kind of a D thing to do,
kind
don't you
of,
think?
Yeah. Just between the noise and the fact that you've got a spinning blade going
unless
right there by the children's
feet. Unless it's one of those
feet.
That you push. You ever see those?
Yes.
There's two wheels and it's just a, and it's the motor is your feet.
Yeah, and it totally doesn't work.
Right.
Because the blade is completely covered in green goo.
Right. Unless it's that, you're running a power mower next to a party with kids and then you're pissed because you got squirted with water.
Right. And the lady said she was sorry.
Not poison.
Right.
Not paint.
Right. Not a bullet.
Not fuel.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was water.
Water, dude. So
maybe
anyway.
He lives with pain. Maybe he has like chronic pain and he just, you know, was out there.
Well, you can, sure, we can find excuses for him. Or sure. You can just say, you had to mow your lawn while the party was happening.
I know, if you're in so much pain, why are you out there mowing the lawn? Why don't you go bone on your couch?
Police wouldn't comment on the case. Wendy's due in court on the 24th of this month, and she's set up a crowdfunding campaign to help with her legal fees.
You've got to be kidding
me. Oh, Canada, you are fun.
I'll bet a lot of people are taking care of her. That is so silly. That's sometimes I feel like the cops should come and just say, I'm sorry, sir, but no. You know, she accidentally shot you with water. On a sunny day.
Yeah, I don't even know.
In Canada, everyone was out there just trying to enjoy the day. She said she was sorry. You should excuse her and just go on with your grass cutting activities.
I know it's important. And we had a story earlier this week about police conduct. And many people were able to see on video and judge how these men handled the case.
Yep.
I have a hard time believing that the police were able to keep a damn straight face during this.
During a ranting neighbor cutting his lawn, mad because he got some water on him from a super soaker.
I mean, as you're listening to this.
We called the police and we're pressing charges against this poor lady.
It would be hard not to walk over to him and say, put your hands behind your back. Yeah. I'm putting you in the car.
Yeah, because you're just a brat.
Come on.
I'm arresting you for brattyhood.
At least go around the block.
Right.
You know, and then bring him back.
We're going to go for a ride.
All right, fine. All right. You're not arrested,
out
but
you
really,
go.
You jerk.
No. So dumb. It is a good reminder, though. There are a-holes out there. Oh, it's just they're everywhere. Don't shoot them with water because you'll be sorry.
Our text number is 800-400. What?
What?
800-400.
What? What'd you say?
Sarah.
Oh, what a...
It's a 707. Must watch on Netflix, The Decameron. A sexy, irreverent period comedy about the 14th century Italians trying to flee the plague.
Okay. It's called The Decameron?
The Decameron.
The Decameron. All right, I'll text it to John. On Netflix, they said?
Yes, Netflix. I actually just saw a review of something on Netflix, and they were calling it an excellent movie, and it appears to star Nash Bridges.
Oh.
Don Johnson.
Do you mean the guy from Miami Vice?
Yes. I mean, he's obviously much older now, but it appears to star him, and the review was glowing. And I had just been sick and was looking at Netflix and truly went, there's nothing to watch on here.
And did you press play on that?
I didn't know. I just saw the review.
Oh, you just saw. I see.
No, I saw it this morning. So yeah. That was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wish I'd known.
It's hard to sort through what they've got there, too. There's just all those rows and rows and rows of stuff.
Well, and while we were sick, the number one thing on Netflix was the Scott Peterson story. And I was like, no, dude.
Nah. I know how that one ends.
Yeah, it's ugly and it's not something I want. Netflix hit new action flick is one of the best movies of the year. It's called Rebel Ridge.
Rebel Ridge.
So write that down too, everybody.
All right.
And it
Rebel
appears to star
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson. I was trying to think of what is his character? Crockett. No, he's not Crockett.
Tubbs. No, he was Crockett.
Oh, he is Crockett.
He's Crockett.
It stars Crockett. I didn't win anything, did I?
My undying amazement at how smart you are. At your random access memory.
Well, I didn't, though. So anyway, what's coming out of the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I should look at that. New music and Happy Gilmore and more.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.